The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Well, it's Thursday already of the second week of Advent. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Thursday, December 9th, 2021, Thursday of the second week of Advent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary, and today is the optional memorial of St. Juan Diego. Born in 1474, his name is forever linked with Our Lady of Guadalupe. It was to him that she first appeared at Tepeyac Hill, December 9th, 1531. The most famous part of his story is told in connection with the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, December 12th, after the roses gathered in his tilma were transformed into the miraculous image of Our Lady. However, little more is said about him. In time, he lived near the shrine constructed at Tepeyac. He was revered as a holy, unselfish, and compassionate catechist who taught by word and especially by example. St. Juan Diego died in 1548. St. Juan Diego, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, in union with that divine intention with which you offered to God your praises on earth through your most sacred heart, and now offer them in the sacrament of the Eucharist everywhere, even to the end of time, I most gladly offer you throughout this entire day all my thoughts and intentions, all my affections and desires, all my words and deeds, in imitation of the most holy heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary Immaculate. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for catechists summoned to announce the Word of God. May they be its witnesses with courage and creativity and in the power of the Holy Spirit. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you're here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today's gospel, if one of those that can sometimes feel a little bit difficult to understand, because Jesus uses words that probably in our modern language mean something a little bit different, or at least our understanding can be a little bit different. Jesus says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent are taking it by force. Violence is usually a very negative term, something that is used when we should be using peaceful means. So, coming from our Lord, it sounds kind of funny. The kingdom of heaven is being taken by force, by people who are violent. Of course, Jesus, this doesn't mean that. It's like, I guess we're imagining Jason Bourne, right, coming in, shooting everyone down, or banging a door open, or an army invading a castle, plundering and destroying and burning everything. That's what we think of violence, or maybe some of my colleagues would think of the Lord of the Rings and all these violent things that happen. But that's not what a Lord is referring to, most probably. A Lord is, when he's using that term violence, at least some people within the interpretation that the church gives to this part of the gospel, is that enthusiasm that Jesus was seeing in those men and women who were following John the Baptist. And we see it, we read it in the gospels, how many people would come to be baptized by him, and people would come flooding with enthusiasm following John the Baptist. Same thing with Jesus. Large crowds would come looking for him to hear his preaching, to be baptized, to be healed, These people were taking action, real action. They were enthused, and they would do anything to be near Jesus Christ, to touch him, to hear his voice, to ask him a question. Sometimes spending long days out in the fields, not having anything to eat, to be with Jesus Christ, that was the enthusiasm that they had. They felt this man was special, and they wanted that message. That is what we can understand by violence, by taking it by force. And in a way, that's a great message, because in a Christian life, we can sometimes fall into that kind of comfort Christianity, especially nowadays that we can even kind of watch the Mass online. And it's comfortable to just be home and turn on the TV or the computer and maybe listen to a meditation on a podcast like you are doing right now, which is, again, nothing wrong with that. But we can easily be just, I don't know, lying on the beach, drinking margarita, listening to this meditation. And maybe that's a little bit too comfortable. What are we willing to do for the kingdom of God? What are we willing to do to be good sons and daughters of God, to go out looking for him? Are we willing to drive long hours to go to Mass? Are we willing to make a line to receive the Eucharist? Are we willing to wear a mask, maybe, to be in Mass? Maybe that's uncomfortable, but isn't it worthwhile? When I think of this, the image that comes to mind is all these scenes that we've probably seen, and maybe you were one of them, when a new Star Wars movie comes out. The journalists go out to those long, huge lines outside theaters for the event premiere. People that are waiting there for 2 nights, just camping out, dressed up like Yoda or something like that, waiting there, super happy, because they're going to be the first ones to watch the new Star Wars movie. I wouldn't do that myself personally, but I'm happy for those people. They're real Star Wars fans, and I'm happy for them because they're willing to make a sacrifice for Star Wars. Same thing happens when a new iPhone comes out, and you see those super long lines of people waiting outside an Apple store to get their new iPhone. They're paying like $1,000 to get that thing and waiting hours, doing a line to pay $1,000 to get the new iPhone. Good for them if that's what moves them. But when we see these things, instead of just criticizing, which is sometimes what we can do, these people are crazy, we need to think, well, am I willing to do that for Jesus Christ, for what I truly believe is important? Do I get out of my comfort zone? Because only the violent will take the kingdom of God by force, and we need to take it by force in the sense of we really need to want it for real. Like Jesus tells us, knock and the door will be open. But sometimes we need to knock and knock and keep knocking until it is open, insisting, persistent. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. But do we seek Christ? Do we look hard enough? Do we pray persistently? Do we go out looking for God's love? Because otherwise it's easy to fall into that lukewarmness, that state of the soul where there is really not much desire. I mean, yes, I'm a good guy. I don't do like really bad things. I try to go to Mass on Sundays. Sometimes I'm late. I try to pray a little bit. I tend to forget, but I'm trying. But there's not really, that much effort, because we do maybe put a lot more effort to watch a football game or to meet up with some friends on a Sunday night, because those things we really want. But do we really want Jesus Christ like we want to be with our friends? Do we really want Jesus Christ like that Star Wars fan wants to watch the movie? Do we really love the Mass like an iPhone super fan loves his new iPhone? I mean, that's the love that we should have for Jesus Christ. That should be the standard for us. That is the violence that God is calling us to have. Enthusiasm. Actively seeking Jesus Christ and his kingdom and the love for God in our lives. We can't be comfortable Christians. We can't just be okay Christians. We need to be saints. And saints are called to live heroic virtues. Let us ask Jesus Christ as we approach this time of Christmas, as we tell him, come, Lord Jesus, let us ask him to come to our hearts and to bring that real desire to make him part of our lives, to really get out of our comfort zone, out of our way, to be with Jesus Christ and to make him the center of our lives. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 14 minutes past the hour, and we'll begin this day of prayer in just a minute on Daybreak. It's Thursday of the second week of Advent, December 9th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin the liturgical day now, joining our hearts, hands, and voices with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King who is to come.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King who is to come.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King who is to come.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King who is to come.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King who is to come.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King who is to come.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King who is to come.
Oh,
Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised.
Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised.
And yet, you have rejected and spurned and are angry with the one you have anointed. You have broken your covenant with your servant and dishonored his crown in the dust.
You have broken down all his walls and reduced his fortresses to ruins. He is despoiled by all who pass by. He has become the taunt of his neighbors.
You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have made his sword give way. You have not upheld him in battle.
You have brought his glory to an end. You have hurled his throne to the ground. You have cut short the years of his youth. You have heaped disgrace upon him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised.
I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star.
I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star.
How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like a fire? Remember, Lord, the shortness of my life, and how frail you have made the sons of men. What man can live and never see death? Who can save himself from the grasp of the grave?
Where are your mercies of the past, O Lord, which you have sworn in your faithfulness to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant is taunted, how I have to bear all the insults of the peoples. Thus your enemies taunt me, O Lord, mocking your anointed at every step.
Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen. Amen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, God of mercy and fidelity, you made a new and lasting pact with men and sealed it in the blood of your Son. Forgive the folly of our disloyalty and make us keep your commandments, so that in your new covenant we may be witnesses and heralds of your faithfulness and love on earth, and sharers of your glory in heaven.
I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star.
Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal.
Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal.
O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God, without beginning or end.
You turn men back into dust and say, "Go back, sons of men. To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night."
You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades.
So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face.
All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong.
And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury?
Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants.
In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exalt and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune.
Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, you give us life despite our guilt, and even add days and years to our lives in order to bring us wisdom. Make us love and obey you, so that the works of our hands may always display what your hands have done, until the day we gaze upon the beauty of your face.
Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal.
Hear the word of the Lord, all you nations. Proclaim it to the ends of the earth. From the book of the prophet Isaiah. In those days, the Spirit from on high will be poured out on us. Then will the desert become an orchard, and the orchard be regarded as a forest. Right will dwell in the desert, and justice abide in the orchard. Justice will bring about peace. Right will produce calm and security. My people will live in peaceful country, in secure dwellings and quiet resting places. Happy are you who sow beside every stream and let the ox and the ass go freely. Woe, O destroyer, never destroyed, O traitor, never betrayed. When you finish destroying, you will be destroyed. And when wearied with betraying, you will be betrayed. O Lord, have pity on us, for you we wait. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of trouble. At the roaring sound, peoples flee. When you rise in your majesty, nations are scattered. Men gather spoil as caterpillars are gathered up. They rush upon us like the onrush of locusts. The Lord is exalted, enthroned on high. He fills Zion with right and justice. That which makes her seasons lasting, the riches that save her are wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is her treasure.
My people will be enthroned amidst the beauty of peace and in the tents of security.
And peace will be the fruit of justice.
My peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be disturbed or terrified.
And peace will be the fruit of justice. From the Dogmatic Constitution on Divine Revelation of the Second Vatican Council. God, who through the Word creates all things and keeps them in being, provides men with unfailing testimony to himself in creation. With the intention of opening up the way of salvation from above, he also revealed himself to our first parents from the very beginning. After their fall, he lifted them up to hope for salvation by the promise of redemption, and watched over mankind with unceasing care in order that he might give eternal life to all who, in persevering in good works, seek out salvation. In his own good time, God called Abraham to make of him a mighty nation. After the patriarchs, he taught this nation through Moses and the prophets to acknowledge himself alone as the living and true God, a provident Father and just Judge, and to look forward to the promised Savior. So, through the ages, he prepared a way for the gospel. After speaking at various times and in different ways throughout the prophets, God has finally spoken to us in these days through the Son. He sent his Son, the eternal Word, who enlightens all men, to dwell among men and make known to them the innermost things of God. Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, sent as a man to men, speaks the words of God and brings to perfection the saving work that the Father gave him to do. To see him is to see the Father also. By his whole presence and self-revelation, by words and actions, by signs and miracles, especially by his death and glorious resurrection from the dead, and finally, by sending the Spirit of Truth, he completes revelation and brings it to perfection, sealing by divine testimony its message that God is with us to free us from the darkness of sin and death and to raise us up to eternal life. The Christian dispensation, because it is the new and definitive covenant, will never pass away, and no new public revelation is any longer to be looked for before the manifestation in glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Your eyes shall look upon your teacher.
Your ears shall hear the admonition. This is the path. Follow it.
The Lord your God will raise up a prophet from among your tribe and from among your brothers.
Your ears shall hear the admonition. This is the path. Follow it.
Let us pray. Unworthy servants that we are, O Lord, grieved by the guilt of our deeds, we pray that you may gladden us by the saving advent of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
24 minutes before the hour, we'll take a look at today's gospel in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Thursday, December 9th, 2021, Thursday of the second week of Advent. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord tells us who John the Baptist really is. From the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Truly I say to you, among those born of women there has risen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and men of violence take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, and you'll find daily and Sunday Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. Well, let's face it, we are sinners, every one of us, and we're going to fall from time to time. But the important thing is to get back up. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 1, Advent and Christmastide. As we make our way towards our Lord, we cannot expect to be victorious all the time. Many of our defeats will be of only limited importance, but even when they are really important, reparation and contrition will bring us closer to God more than ever. And with our Lord's help, we will begin again. We will not give way to discouragement or pessimism, which always spring from pride. With patience and humility, we can start all over again once more, even though we see no results. Very, very often we will hear the Holy Spirit say, "Make a new start. Be constant. That last failure doesn't matter. All the bad things in your life put together don't matter. Make a new start with deeper humility, asking your Lord for still more help." In the natural sphere, kindliness is usually the result of prolonged patience, of an effort repeated over and over again and constantly improved. The scientist goes back over his calculations and renews his experiments by modifying them until he has found the object of his research. The writer shapes and reshapes his sentence 20 times. The sculptor breaks one rough model after another as long as he cannot express his interior vision. All human creations are the result of unwearied new beginnings. In the supernatural sphere, our love for our Lord will show itself less in those successes which we think we have achieved than in our ability to begin again, to renew the interior struggle. On the other hand, if we neglect or abandon our resolutions and aims in the interior life, we sink into spiritual mediocrity and lukewarmness. On the way that leads to God, to sleep is to die. Discouragement always has its roots in pride and excessive self-confidence, and it induces us to abandon those resolutions and goals which were once suggested to us by the Holy Spirit speaking in our inmost hearts. Our failures, perhaps quite unforeseen, can very often lead to progress in our interior life if we react to them with humility and a firmer determination to follow our Lord. It has rightly been said that perseverance does not consist in never falling down, but in always getting up again when we do. When a soldier in a battle is wounded or has to give ground a little, no one is so demanding or so ignorant of military matters as to think that this is a crime. Only those who do not fight are never wounded. Those who charge the enemy with the greatest spirit are the ones who receive the most blows. Let us ask Our Lady for the grace never to abandon our interior struggle, however depressing or even catastrophic our previous experience may have been, and for the grace and the humility always to begin again. Let us also ask Our Lady today that we may always persevere in our apostolate, even if it does not seem to produce any fruit. One day, perhaps when we have already arrived in heaven, our Lord will show us the fruits of that apostolate and how, although it sometimes seemed to be useless, it was in fact always effective. The seed which is sown always brings forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30, much grain from a single seed. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. It's available at your local Catholic bookstore. 16 minutes before the hour, time to pray. We join the whole church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
And when has judged out our star, the secrets of our
Stir up your mighty power, Lord. Come to our aid.
Stir up your mighty power, Lord. Come to our aid.
O Shepherd of Israel, hear us. You who lead Joseph's flock, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help.
God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved.
Lord God of hosts, how long will you frown on your people's plea? You have fed them with tears for their bread, an abundance of tears for their drink. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh us to scorn.
God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved.
You brought a vine out of Egypt. To plant it, you drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land.
The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the sea. To the great river it stretched out its shoots.
Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field.
God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted. Men have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face.
May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength. And we shall never forsake you again. Give us life that we may call upon your name.
God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, eternal Shepherd, you so tend the vineyard you planted that now it extends its branches even to the farthest coast. Look down on your church and come to us. Help us remain in your Son as branches on the vine, that, planted firmly in your love, we may testify before the whole world to your great power working everywhere.
Stir up your mighty power, Lord. Come to our aid. The Lord has worked marvels for us. Make it known to the ends of the world.
The Lord has worked marvels for us. Make it known to the ends of the world.
I give you thanks, O Lord, though you have been angry with me. Your anger has abated, and you have consoled me.
God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and He has been my Savior.
With joy, you will draw water at the fountain of salvation and say on that day, give thanks to the Lord, acclaim His name. Among the nations, make known His deeds. Proclaim how exalted is His name.
Sing praise to the Lord for His glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth.
Shout with exultation, O city of Zion. For great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has worked marvels for us. Make it known to the ends of the world. Ring out your joy to God, our strength.
Ring out your joy to God, our strength. Ring out your joy to God, our strength. Shout in triumph to the God of Jacob.
Raise a song and sound the timbrel, the sweet-sounding harp and the lute. Blow the trumpet at the new moon. when the moon is full on our feast.
For this is Israel's law, a command of the God of Jacob. He imposed it as a rule on Joseph when he went out against the land of Egypt.
A voice I did not know said to me, I freed your shoulder from the burden. Your hands were freed from the load. You called in distress, and I saved you.
I answered concealed in the storm cloud. At the waters of Meribah I tested you. Listen, my people, to my warning. O Israel, if only you would heed.
Let there be no foreign god among you, no worship of an alien god. I am the Lord, your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it.
But my people did not heed my voice, and Israel would not obey. So I left them in their stubbornness of heart to follow their own designs.
Oh, that my people would heed me, that Israel would walk in my ways. At once I would subdue their foes, turn my hand against their enemies.
The Lord's enemies would cringe at their feet, and their subjection would last forever. But Israel I would feed with finest wheat and fill them with honey from the rock.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, open our mouths to proclaim your glory. Help us leave sin behind and to rejoice in professing your name. Ring out your joy to God, our strength.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Let justice descend, O heavens, like dew from above. Like gentle rain, let the skies drop it down. Let the earth open and salvation bud forth. Let justice also spring up. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
You will see his glory within you.
The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
I will help you, says the Lord. I am your Savior, the Holy One of Israel.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I will help you, says the Lord. I am your Savior, the Holy One of Israel. Let us pray to God, our Father, who sent his Son to save mankind.
Show us your mercy, Lord.
Father, most merciful, we confess our faith in your Christ with our words.
Keep us from denying him in our actions.
Show us your mercy, Lord.
You have sent your Son to rescue us.
Remove every sorrow from the face of the earth and from our country.
Show us your mercy, Lord.
Our land looks forward with delight to the approach of your Son.
Let it experience the fullness of your joy.
Show us your mercy, Lord.
Through your mercy, make us live holy and chaste lives in this world.
Eagerly awaiting the blessed hope and coming of Christ in glory.
Show us your mercy, Lord.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the paths of your only begotten Son, that through his coming we may be found worthy to serve you with minds made pure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
John and Glenn are standing by with Morning Air in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. I will see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great day. It's the only one you've got. And live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.